of a white Christmas.
For as long as there's been music, seemingly mismatched artists of seemingly different religious backgrounds have teamed up on very important and hit unforgettable songs like that one.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen.
White Christmas, of course, performed by Bing Crosby. But what does Irving Berlin know from Treetops, huh? Jewish composer Irving Berlin composed White Christmas. A new album that we're going to talk about this morning takes on the task of mashing up religion and performance in a way that speaks as much to the ideals of equality, not so much to the melting pot, as it does to art.
Lord, let me live till that great moment comes when the whole world will sing just one song.
It's not so much about showbiz. That's Brothers and Friends from the album Higher and Higher. All the music on Higher and Higher is written by the late songwriter Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, who famously composed over 5,000 Jewish songs during his life, and they're performed by two primary voices. One is that of his daughter, Neshama Carlbach, but the other is more surprising, perhaps, the Green Pastures Baptist Church Choir. And we're joined by Neshama and Reverend Roger Hambrick, who is the pastor of Green Pastures Baptist Church. Reverend, good morning.
Good morning.
So this is an interesting collaboration. And unlike White Christmas, we should say this is an explicit collaboration that really wants to explore the common values of Judaism and Christianity, right?
Yes, it is. It's a great song that was written by Shlomo Carlbach, and it's just a blessing to just be a part of it.
How did this collaboration begin?
Well, some years ago, I participated in a march for a young man who had gotten shot 41 times by the police department. His name was Amadou Diallo.
Sure. I met a big, huge story here in New York.
Yes, and I met a rabbi at that march. His name was Shlomo. His name was Avi Weiss. He sang the song, Brothers and Friends. When we got to a certain part of the march, we had a prayer vigil, and the rabbi sang the song, and I fell in love with it. And after that, we started going to his synagogue on Martin Luther King Day and doing performances. And so I would sing the song there, and then I met Neshama there about 4 years later. She heard us doing the song.
And we should note, we're speaking with Reverend Roger Hambrick of the Green Pastures Baptist Church Choir, that a lot of those Baptists spend a lot of time in the Old Testament on Sunday morning.
Oh, most definitely.
Also with us is Neshama Carlbach, a vocalist and daughter of that famous Jewish composer celebrated in this collaboration, Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how did this collaboration come about from your perspective?
From my perspective, I had the honor of being invited to sing at this Martin Luther King event, and absolutely I felt that the relationship between us was explosive, and the music just fit. I didn't wake up in the morning one day and say, oh, let's find a gospel choir. I feel like God really united us and blessed me, hopefully.
And for all of the singers, and we're going to hear another selection in just a moment, for all the singers, this is about that sort of voice that speaks from the gut, both Christian and Jewish, right?
Yes.
And how did you learn to sing in that way? There's nothing sort of ethereal and angelic about this music, but it is very much voices of angels.
Thank you. I was raised to think and to believe that the whole world should be one. And it's a very organic feeling. And when I met the Reverend, I felt that the power of our coming together could do that for the world. We really want to be a voice of healing and of unification.
Well, let's listen to a selection. This is called Heaven and Earth. That's gorgeous. Heaven and Earth is the name of that track. It's from an album called Higher and Higher. Again, it's a collaboration of the Green Pastures Baptist Church Choir, Reverend Roger Hambrick here in the studio, and Neshama Carlbach, who's the daughter of the composer of these hymns, Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. Is that drum part of the Hebrew tradition, or is it part of the Christian tradition?
the drums.
Yeah.
I think it's part of all traditions.
Right, there we go. Yeah, drum goes all the way back.
We're all the same.
So what's it like to sing with Neshama?
Oh, it's great. I mean, she's a great performer. She sings from her heart. And there's a lot of soul in this young lady. And so it's really, it's a different kind of performance than we're used to. But just coming together with her has been the greatest experience of our lives.
And at the Green Pastures Baptist Church on Sunday, there's a lot of audience participation in the traditional Baptist service, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes.
A lot of stomping and clapping and calling out. And that's not necessarily something I associate with the shul here in New York.
Sadly true. So we need a little more of that.
So how do you get people up out of their seats?
I'll tell you the truth. My father, Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach, was really... he, in that sense, had a little bit of the church in him, you know, if I may say respectfully. He always sang from his soul and really brought that out of people. So even the Jews at the conservative synagogue down the street, they became more involved and more spiritual.
And I spent a lot of time in Israel a few decades back, and there's a long tradition of a very sort of physical kind of celebration of Judaism in Israel, even though we don't have that experience here in the United States. Are you drawing from that as well?
Well, the truth is, there, if you know where to look, that experience is mirrored everywhere in the world. And my father wrote 5,000 songs that rejuvenated the entire Jewish culture. It was actually 17 years yesterday that he passed away.
Oh.
And from Singapore to Jerusalem to Italy to New York, there were celebrations worldwide. And that physical, spiritual experience exists everywhere his music is sung.
How do these songs speak to you, Reverend Hamburg?
Well, they speak to my soul. Listen, let me tell you something. This is, I don't know what this man was thinking of when he wrote these songs, but he must have had some kind of connection, pure connection with God, because so many of his songs sound just like the gospel music that we sing. So it means so much to us. The words are phenomenal. I mean, it's about bringing people together, and it just touches our lives.
Who do you hope hears this album, Higher and Higher?
Everyone, because this is special. This is something that maybe will happen maybe once in a lifetime, where you have this coming together, this kind of unity, and we hope that the whole world gets to experience it. It's really great.
Neshama, how many tracks on this album?
12.
So 12 down, 5,000 to go.
5,000 to go. 5,000 we're almost there.
Reverend Roger Hamburg of the Green Pastures Baptist Choir is in the studio along with Neshama Carlebach, a vocalist and daughter of the famous Jewish composer we're celebrating, Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach, who died 17 years ago over the weekend.
Yes.
Is that right? And the album Higher and Higher, celebrating his work, 5,000 songs. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
If you want to sing out, you know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Who is Mario Monti, the new prime minister of Italy? You want to sing about that?
He's an economist. He's a technocrat. He's kind of seen as a designated driver to take over the country after this wild ride it's been on with Silvio Berlusconi. But I think that people, they don't really know who he is, but there's just a sense that Italy needs a kind of a boring technocratic guy to steer it into the next phase.
Never boring to talk with Rachel Donadio, Rome Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. We spoke to her earlier in this hour. React to that or any conversation on the program, go to thetakeaway.org and click on blog. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is out today. She'll be back tomorrow, though. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper, with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.